Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 21. Europe celebrates counterculture as supermarkets mark half century. When Le Lion first opened its doors onto Place Flagy in Brussels 50 years ago, its first customers were a little confused. Accustomed to the attention of helpful assistants, they simply stood around waiting to be served. Europe's first self-service supermarket had arrived, sparking a trend that was quickly to take hold across the continent. The model came from across the Atlantic, where supermarkets had been ousting more traditional forms of retail for more than 20 years. Most Americans had decided that the loss of personal service and greater effort by themselves was compensated for by the lower prices and more streamlined convenience of self-service shopping. Supermarket selling methods were started by Michael Cullen, who opened the first supermarket, the King Cullen Grocery Company, in New York in 1930, under the dubious slogan, "Pile it high, sell it low." By sacking staff, he lowered prices, a cost-cutting tactic that underpinned later supermarkets. The Deleuze family, who founded Le Lion, were forced to import everything, from trolleys to cash registers, from the US. But by the end of the decade, self-serve had caught on. An exhibition in Brussels, which opened this month at the International Centre for Urbanism, Architecture and Environment, charts the evolution of the supermarket around Europe. While supermarkets and high art may not seem to be bedfellows, this exhibition has caught the attention of artists, sociologists, architects and historians. The supermarket is the perfect mirror of a changing continent, and this hasn't been looked at before, explains Christophe Pourtois, one of the organisers of the show. The American supermarket came about following the economic crash of 1929, and similarly in Europe, the first supermarkets came about in the post-war 1950s. What we think of now as the modern way of life was evolving in the 1950s, and the supermarket was a major part of that, said Monsieur Pourtois. Billboards boasted of supermarkets in the same style as air travel, motor cars and high-rise property developments. Family life was also changing and shopping changed with it. The young consumers of the future played with toy supermarkets as more of their mothers chose to go to work, helped by well-marketed one-stop shops and the development of labour-saving devices that we now take for granted. While the format of the supermarket might have been established in the 50s, evolution did not stop, as a visit to a modern supermarket will confirm. Indeed, the plans and photographs of the Greenwich Millennium Supermarket, run by Sainsbury's and on show in the exhibition, reveal much about contemporary life. The British architecture firm Chetwoods approached Sainsbury's in the run-up to the millennium to propose an ecologically friendly supermarket. Fin du texte numéro 21.